Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tim Ehrman is here. Tim's a great member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, author of a number of books, including his new book, Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about personal responsibility, personal accountability, how to govern yourself, and if you're a business owner, if you're a manager, the issues that you get into when you're managing others. And this is, you know, Tim, people not behaving, people misbehaving, people pushing the boundaries, people perceiving boundaries have been pushed when maybe they haven't. Those are the most annoying things to deal with when you're a business owner, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're difficult things to deal with, and they call for wisdom, because in our culture, sometimes it's not so clear what's right and wrong.
Talk to us. You've done some other work on this. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think it's important to recognize, as we said before, there's a difference between task accountability and personal accountability. And we all have employees, and we have to set goals, and we have to hold them accountable for reaching those goals, for doing the things that are necessary to sell the product or make the product or deliver the service. So that task is important. The problem that people are uncomfortable talking about, though, is personal accountability, and that's my behavior. And I think one of the things that I recommend managers do is have a clear plumb line. You know, what are our values? Being very explicit about that, how we treat people.
A plumb line. I know what a plumb line is in carpentry, and a lot of people do. So tell us what you mean.
What I'm talking about are values. In other words, the things that we hold near and dear in our company, the kind of behavior, the things that we, being respectful of people, not invading people's personal space or making people uncomfortable. There's, you know, the kind of jokes we tell, the kind of things, you know, we don't invade people's personal space, not touching people, those kinds of things. I mean, those are kind of uncomfortable things to talk about, but sometimes when we see a gifted salesman who's a little too friendly, sometimes we have to have that conversation. Say, Joe, you're a gifted, talented person.
Language, too. Language is something that I'm bothered by more recently than anything. I'm hearing people use bad language.
Well, it's amazing how
in settings that I think is inappropriate. And I look around and some of the ladies that I would think wouldn't like that. You know, it doesn't seem to bother them as much. But you know, and I speak up and I say, hey guys, we can do without that language.
Well, listen, you know, there's the one extreme,
and then of course if they don't stop it, if they're working for me, they know what to do. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, the plumb line has to be set out in advance. And those people have to be clear that hey, we have boundaries, we have types of behavior that's tolerated here, types that's not, and it's encouraged to lay that out. And dealing with things like foul language, you know, our culture has become more crass, and the things that we hear on TV. And so people model that, you know, and language that I have never heard in a work setting before.
Especially mixed company.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
But it's used more freely. And so I think just, again, having a plumb line, saying this is our standard, this is our guide, this is what we hold to be kind of the behavior that we want.
And you know what? If you'll just speak up a little bit, if you see it, I'll give you an example. This happened in an international group that I belong to. It's kind of a, you know, discussion group that we work with. And some guy from another country, you know, was dropping the F-bomb all over the place. And we have lots of people in our group, including a lot of ladies. And I just wrote back and I said, hey, dude, we can do without that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? It stopped.
Well, that's what I mean by feedback. In other words, giving people feedback on their behavior. And I think this is primarily the responsibility of management. But the toughest people to hire or fire rather, are those people, again, that are performing the task but not following the plumb line. And yet the quickest way to damage your culture, the quickest way to say that your values are hypocritical or irrelevant is to tolerate that. And that's why I'm suggesting mm-hmm. managers need to address both things.
Do you think something like this is better with policies, written policies, or do you think it's better to have coworkers get a coworker to say, you know, would you guys be the gatekeepers on this and just deal with this within your ranks? What's wrong with that?
Some researchers up in New York were studying at school, and there's a big fence around the playground, and the kids were all spread out playing games and so on. The educators decided to take the fence down, and they came back, and all the kids were huddled over on the patio. And the problem is they didn't realize the value of that fence is setting a boundary. In mm-hmm. other words, it said, hey, inside this boundary, we're safe, we can spread out, we can, you know, we can play, right. we can do different things. And that's why I always encourage leadership teams and other teams to have that fence. In other words, have some guidelines and lay those out in advance. And then give feedback. If somebody's violating one of those norms or if it's a code of conduct, however you might describe it, then you give feedback. But I think it's critically important to have that fence.
Well said, Tim. I need your website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. And it's TimIrwin, DrTimIrwin.com.
All right. So, hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come
thanks,
back
Tim.
Real soon.
Great to be with you.
We expect to launch that new book on the show.
Thank you.
Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. That's his new book. Also, Derail, that's his classic. You want that one, too. You want those two books for bookends, if nothing else. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.